Blog Talk Radio. everybody. Thank you for joining in on this Monday night, April the 12th. It's already the fourth month in the new year, and we see with the weather outside, things are changing. Welcome to Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio, as well as we're going to be on Facebook Live tonight with Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. I just want to say thank you all for joining in on this beautiful night that we are enjoying the chance to hear the Word of God again and the chance to be able to share the Word with you all. So please get your Bibles, pens, paper, and pencil and be ready to write down some key scriptures that the man of God is going to share with us tonight. For those of you all that's looking by Facebook, share. For those of you all that's listening by Blog Talk, share also. Call your family and friends or send them a text or something, messenger, and let them know that the man of God is on the line and he's bringing forth the Word on tonight. I just want to say I'm excited to hear what God has to say to us tonight, because we know that when God's Word comes true and through, it's the truth. And we could just hold on to every word that is preached and taught to us on tonight. So I'm going to check with the man of God to see if he's on the line. Pastor Troy, are you on the line? Okay. Pastor Troy must still be getting prepared for the service. Are you on the line, Pastor?
Yes, I am. Give me 2 minutes and I'll be ready.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna prolong our conversation waiting for the man of God to come on. While we're waiting for the man of God to come on, let's just think about this. We know that the weather is getting ready. So us as saints, I said us, instead of we, us as saints, know that we don't have to wait to prepare ourselves and prepare our conversations, but we should be, must be, and have to be in prayer right now, binding up the enemy that is over this land. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know that he may have his way somewhat through this winter, fall months, but we know that God is springing up a new season. God is bringing up a new season right now, and we need to be lined up with his word. We need to be praying and just stop binding up everything that's coming against what God says, what God's word says. We know that God is a healer, protector, and a provider. So we need to be at the place of praying for God healing over this land, God protection over this land, that he can provide everything that we need. Let our goings be blessed. Let our coming ins be blessed. Let us be blessed when we sleep. Let us be blessed when we wake. For we know that God is going to be God. And it's all just up to us to just trust and depend on God being God. So I'm going to say this while the man of God is getting ready, that as soon as you get ready, man of God, just cut in, and let me know that you're ready to have your way with what God is doing tonight with you, releasing his word. Just go on and just do what you have to do. So while we're waiting on the man of God, we're going to pray. Father God, we come to you tonight, God, with open ears, open heart, and with our requests on the altar, God, asking you to be God in our life, to do what you need to do, do what you have to do, God. Everything that's in our life that's not lining up with your word, God, we ask you to get to that. Take care of that. God, we could talk to you in a proper state of mind, but God, we're asking you in a situation where we are in to say, God, everything that has time to try to attack us on whatever way, God, we ask you to cancel the contract. We ask you to do what only you can do. We ask you to do what only a God can do, because we know that you are the only true and one living God, and we trust you. God, cover America, cover our house, cover our homes, oh God, cover our health, cover our families, cover everything that has to do with us. Cover us, God. Keep our mindset, keep our hearts set, keep our faith strong and set in you, O God. For, God, we trust you. We trust you. We trust you. God, we trust you every day, all day long. For without you, God, there is no trust. For, God, if you say so, give us the heart, the mind, and the spirit to accept what only you allow. Give us the heart, mind, and spirit to line up with your word willingly, without any arguments, any fallback, fight backs, pull away. God, teach us how to accept what you allow. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Man of God, are you ready yet?
I am ready. Just type
your
name in on Facebook Live so we can get it correct.
Go ahead, man of God. Release, 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 and let God use you.
Once again, I'm grateful for the opportunity once again to talk on not only Facebook Live, but Blog Talk Radio, and the opportunity to once again to encourage God's people, to give God's people what God has given me for such a time and in a season as we are in as of today. God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. I shall not be long, but I shall be strong. I thank God for the fact that now only on Mondays I am also in class for pastors. I'm in class to enhance the gift that God has given us as far when it comes to preaching, when it comes to the gift of being in leadership, the things that God has given us. And so then I want to be a learned man and not just want to just talk it, but know the things that God has for us and the assignment that God has for us. And so then as well as that going on, have this going on. But I thank God once again for the opportunity. Let's say a word of prayer as we begin to embark on the assignment that God has given us for this evening. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. There is none like you nowhere. We praise you, Father, for being the God of our salvation. Father, we stand right now humbled that you would use us in the time that's needed as of now. Father, we ask you to push the flesh to the side. Father, you be glorified. You be illuminated. Let your power and your glory be shown forth at this time, at this place, not just for Blog Talk Radio, but, Father, for those that join us on Facebook Live. Father, not for shape, form, or fashion. Father, not to get likes, not to get for popularity, but, Father, that your word be exposed to those that don't know us. And, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor as you manifest yourself. And we thank you and we praise you. And we say, have your way once again in Jesus' mighty name, for it is so, and so it is in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about a subject that might be a little controversial, a topic that may be a little controversial, but I want to pick your brains. I want to prick your heart. I'm going to prick your spirit. I want to cause you to think. I want you to call us to go to God about some things on not only on behalf of for yourself, but those that may be around you. God bless all those that are on here. My good friend and brother, Pastor Darrell Smith of the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer on the south side of Chicago, Evangelist Margot McCoy, the prophetess herself, Jennifer Jameson, Christy Johnson, Apostle, my brother and my friend, Apostle Larry Eugene Tabron is my brother from another mother. My cousin Mary Johnson is on here, a.k.a. Mary Dickens is on here. I'm going to read from a couple of scriptures. Like I said, I'm not going to be long at all. I just want to hit a couple of points that God has given us. I want to encourage you. I want to prick your hearts and prick your minds, prick your mentality and your thoughts to ask God, is it me that's standing in this position? And if I am, Father, pull me out of it and push me somewhere different. What kind of good are you? It may seem to be controversial. Maybe seem, what are you talking about, Pastor Troy? But I want to say this. Let's go to Genesis, the third chapter, which tends to be a very familiar passage of scripture. We know the story. We know the history behind it. But let's just talk about it for a moment. It's Genesis, the third chapter, the ninth verse to the 14th verse. And it says in these words, "And the Lord God called Adam unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee not that thou shouldn't eat. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, She gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Once again, I want to talk about what kind of good are you? So then we know this scripture. We know it very well. Those of us that have been in church all our lives, partial our life, sometime in our life, in and out, up and down. We know that here what happened was God gave Adam a commandment and said not to, lest ye. He told him not to and then gave up the consequences of why not to and what would happen if you did. And so, but then yet and still, they decided to participate in part and to be seduced unnecessarily, and yet and still suffer the consequences that was not necessary. So then here it is. It's kind of like what we tend to do. I don't know about you, but I've done this. I know that I should not do certain things. I know that I should not have dealt with certain people, did certain things with certain people, had certain conversations, attached myself to certain things, knowing that there are consequences behind what it is that I was attaching myself to, being disobedient. I found myself, Tanisha, I found myself a few weeks ago in the position of not really listening, of trying to make my own decision about some things when I asked for instructions, but I didn't take the instructions. And because, Tanisha, I decided not to take these instructions, I found myself in a place that I had no business being in. I found myself feeling some kind of way, talking some kind of way, reacting some kind of way, and then I wanted to act out because of my own personal disobedience. And so then in the place of disobedience, there became, Pastor Kelly Smith, there became a place of void in my life due to the fact of me doing what it is that I felt I should have done and going against the instructions that I was given after I asked for the instructions. Now, once again, I asked for the instructions. I was given the instructions. I was given details about the instructions, what was required, what may happen, what needed to happen in order to gain success with the instructions. But I felt like I had another agenda to do things that would benefit me more in the option. So then, once again, the Bible clearly states this, Apostle Tabron, that his ways are not ours. His thoughts are not ours. So then when we're given instructions and we do what we want to do, we are surprised. We are devastated. We are bamboozled. We feel tricked and run amok because of the repercussions and what comes along with the disobedient place that we have chosen to be in. And then at that point, what good am I? What good am I in the position where I'm feeling lower than dirt? Hallelujah. What good am I when I'm in a position where I'm feeling empty and feeling voided in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, where not only do I not feel God, I cannot hear him clearly because my disobedience has caused a clog in my ear. It has caused a clog in my heart, caused a clog in my mind because I wanted to do things in my own particular way for my own particular reason. As an example here in Genesis, the third chapter, it says this. He said, God asked him, Adam, where art thou? He said, I heard your voice, and I hid myself because I was naked. He said, first of all, who told you was naked? Who gave you these attributes that you knew nothing about to tell you that you were naked? That lets you know that he was in sin, that he had blatantly disobeyed God. And so then once he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, Apostle Abraham, then he wanted to point the finger at somebody else. He didn't want to take accountability or responsibility. I'm saying what I'm saying about me is because I had to take my own accountability, my own responsibility for what it is that I chose to do on my own. Nobody tricked me. Nobody told me. Nobody beguiled me. I allowed myself to be beguiled. I allowed myself to be tricked. I said, I guess what I lean to my, that's why Evangelist Margo, I lean to my own understanding. But the Bible says, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. But the fact of the matter is, do we really want our path directed, or do we want to be the director? Do we want to be given the person given all the instructions and telling what to do, how to do, when to do, where to do? Is that what's going on? Or do we really want to yield ourselves and hear what God is saying to us? Because our flesh is saying that, yeah, I sound real good. Because we say, yeah, I want to work out. I want to get my body together. I want to get my health together. But yet and still, they don't make moves to do something different than what they've been normally doing. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. And so then here we're asking, and then when we're asking, we're not taking the instruction. Here they are, God gave instructions, and they chose not to. Now, mind you, here as you read back in the scripture, go further up in that chapter, Eve told him, God told us not to eat of this tree, lest ye will die. But what happened was she allowed the seducing spirit of Satan that was in the serpent to tell her, no, that's not what he meant. What he meant was this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something about God. Gives you some instructions. He doesn't mean something like the instruction. He means the actual instruction. Do me a favor. If you're on here with me on Facebook Live, type in the comment section the actual instruction, the actual outline, the actual what he said. What he said, I am not the son of man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. Once again, if he said it, then he meant it. He meant it for a purpose. He meant it for a reason and a season to help us come out of a place and to push us into a place. He pulls us out, and he pushes us into. Once again, he pulls us out, and he pushes us into. But we have to be able to follow the instructions that are needed. Once again, type in the comment section the actual instructions. The actual instructions. What he said, he meant it. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Now, we may have people that may say something around. I'm not a person, anybody that knows me, that I don't beat around the bush. I say what I want to say to who I want to say it to for the reason I feel like I need to say it to them for. Now, you may not like it. You may not agree it. But you don't have to second guess what I'm saying, because what I'm saying, I meant what I said, Pastor Walter. I meant it for the reason, and guess what? Either you can take it or leave it. God is the same way. He said, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. When he called in position the earth, the firmament, the water, the animals, man itself, he said, but he breathed and he formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He was intentional when he did it. One more time, participate with me here on Facebook Live and type in the comment section, he's intentional. He's intentional. He's purposeful. He has a goal and a plan in mind. He does it on purpose. Once again, ask yourself, good are you? What good are you when you're at the lowest place of your life, when it's not nobody else's fault but yours? What accountability and what responsibility are you willing to take in? Are you willing to bypass it? Are you willing to let go? Are you willing to put the finger at somebody else and not accept what you have allowed in your life? He is intentional. What must we do to change? The Bible, the definition of insanity, out of thick pen, is doing the same thing but expecting something different to happen. Nothing's going to happen different until you actually purposely in your heart, in your mind, to do the different thing in your life. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, it's time to wake up and pay attention. Pay attention to what? Pay attention to the word of God. Pay attention to his instructions. God has given us, he said he will give you pastors after his own heart. He has given you leaders that have given you instructions. If you want to succeed and be victorious, you need to obey. The sin of disobedience is the sin of witchcraft, which other words, it means that you want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, but want success to fall into place in your disobedience. The Bible says that he would not dwell in an unclean temple. You cannot be disobedient. You cannot be purposely on foolishness and expect God to bless you in the middle of your mess. It's not going to happen. Well, you say those out there in the street, they're gaining success, but they're gaining temporary success. I'm not looking for temporary success. I want to gain permanent success. I want to gain his permanent favor on my life. I want to gain permanent victory in my life. I got to have a permanency in my life today. If you participate with me here on Facebook Live, type in the comment section. It's the permanency that's good for me. Hallelujah. How they go on Facebook? It's the lips that do it for me. It's the clothes that do it for me. It's the permanency that does it for me. It's God's permanency, because what he does it well. He doesn't second guess it. He doesn't go back. He knows what he do. He does it for a purpose. Once again, God is intentional. I want to read another parable to you. Genesis, same book, the fourth chapter, the fourth verse. It says, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. He said, God had respect. The Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Thou dost well. Thou shalt not be accepted. In other words, if you don't do a good job, would I not accept your offering? It's because of the point. It's because your heart of your offering. The Bible says he blesses a cheerful giver. Now, if you're a giver that's given begrudgingly, then there is no blessing coming on your gift, on your offering, because you're giving it because you're just mad because you don't hear nobody mouth. But he blesses a cheerful giver. So then he says, and if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain talked to Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. You say, Pastor Troy, here it is. You are talking about Cain and Abel. Yes, I'm talking about the fact that here it once again, a sacrifice of obedience. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. And we offer unto him a sacrifice of praise. And we offer unto him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we offer unto him a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice. So then once again, it was a sacrifice of obedience that Adam and Eve should adhere to so that they can make things good in obedience. Here it is once again to me. So Evangelist Tony Montgomery, once again, here it was that Abel was obedient to what God said. His obedience was to give up the firstling, to dress a certain kind of way, and to offer it with a glad heart. So what came behind was his brother, who was upset and jealous that he was obeying what God was saying. Let me tell you something. There are those that are around you that are jealous because your heart is for what God has for you. Your mind is for what God has for you. You're actually making some good and a difference in the life of the people of God. And they're mad about it. And so then they want to throw darts at you. But on purpose, you have to keep going. My voice, it changed a little bit. I got to come back. Because it's a teaching moment and not a preaching moment. So then, once again, here it was that God was asking him, if you do right, would you not be blessed? Would you not be honored in what you're doing? But because you have chosen, once again, it's a choice. The Bible says, behold, he stands at the door and knocks. If any man will let me in, he'll come in and sup with you. Has he knocked on your door? When he knocked on your door, what did you do? Did you invite him in or did you leave him outside in the cold? Once again, Cain decided he was going to do the opposite of what was required. What's required of you? Obedience. What's required of you at your job? To get to work on time. To do your job. Amen. To follow the instructions of your supervisor, team lead, manager, and the owner of the company. It's a requirement that's happening for us that we must follow. And sometimes we go to work and we say, I didn't come to work, Marquis, to do work. You ever go to DMV? You ever go to some of these restaurants, cousin, Lawrence? What happens? We go in there to get service, and they mad and got an attitude with us because we came in where they worked at. Nobody told you to work here. Nobody told you to fill out an application. So now that you're at work, now it's time to actually do some work. So then here it is. Now that you have yielded to God and you say he is your Lord and your Savior, it's time for you to obey God and make some good of yourself. So then once again, what happened? He killed his brother because he was jealous of the fact that God was pleased with what was going on. So what good became of Cain? We know what happened. He was thrown out of the garden. He was thrown out of the country. He was marked on his face from God. Not only was he marked on his face, what happened was he was known as a vagabond. He was told, don't you feed him, don't you do nothing for him, because he was the first murderer. He was the first killer. He was the first person to be completely disregarding of God's order when it comes to the world today. So then once again, what happens, even in our relationship, I said this, and I made two young women mad, Bet. I made them real mad. I make them mad because they were talking about that how sometimes men don't know a good woman when they see it. They good women, and a man can't recognize a good woman because he owns some foolishness. And so then, Auntie Margo, what I said to them was, you may be a good woman, Elder Thick Ten Pup. You may be a good woman, but you may not be a good woman for that man. Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs right there. I said, you may be a good woman, Cousin Lawrence, Elder C. Barry. You may well be a great woman, but you may not be a great woman for that man. So because you so busy spending time trying to prove yourself, Evangelist Young, to this man or how great you are, how wonderful individual you are, you have not asked God at all. The Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And what we tend to do in our relationships, Elder Thickpen, is, Tasha, what we do is the person and then ask God after the fact. That means God is an afterthought. He's an after in connection with what's going on. Because then we're mad about what's going on, Cousin Sylvia, about what's happening. But we put God in the equation after we've done what we've done. And we want God to come in and rescue us. You want him to put an S on his chest for super savior or super God or super Jesus and rescue us from something that we never asked him for and for instruction in the first place. So what good are you? You're not no good to the certain degree, because now this person, this man, this woman has your mind, has your heart, has you up and down, in and out, emotionally unstable, mentally unstable, but yet and still you want to keep functioning, but you functioning in dysfunction. Do me a favor, as you're on here, Facebook Live with me, type in the comment section for me, I can no longer function in dysfunction. Come on. Type in the comment section for me, if you will. I can no longer function in dysfunction. Pastor Wright, I've been dysfunctional long enough because I've moved in the way I wanted to move. I talked in the way I wanted to talk. I live in the way I wanted to. I gave in the way I wanted to give. And as I begin to see the unsuccess, I got to change what I do on purpose. As Margo, she put on here, she says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. I can no longer function in dysfunction, because in the dysfunction, I have no peace of mind. In this dysfunction, I have no rest. In this dysfunction, I have no resolution to the problem. I just keep going like a hamster on the wheel over and over and over again with no result. I'm walking around insane to the membrane, but I serve a God that's the all-giving, the all-knowing, the all-loving God that has the ability to pull me out of the situation and push me into, pull me out of the muck and the miry place and push me into purpose. He'll pull me out of despair. And push me into victory. He can pull me out of a disease and pull me into my healing. He is that kind of God. My God today. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Dame Jesus. I can no longer function in dysfunction. So just because you're a good person naturally does not mean that you are meant for that individual. Whether it's man or woman, this, the one of the women, she said, the Bible says,
that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I said, you said the key word, what God has joined together. But out of us that we have joined together with has not been God. It's been us. It's been me, myself, and I. We as a man, we're looking at the hips, the dips. It's not so much the beauty booty or the booty not the beauty. We're so connected in the wrong manner, and we have not asked God, is this my real? We have not asked God, is this my covering? Is this my priest? Is this my lowercase L? We just decided because they look good, they have good attributes, that was enough for us, and now connected ourselves with them. But what good are you? Ask your good are you? What position have you allowed yourself to get in to be successful, to gain victory? The songwriter says, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Come on, y'all. Come on, go with me. I told Satan to get thee behind because victory today is mine. Don't you know what says? When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I fell down on my knees, cried, Lord, help me, please. I got up singing, shouting, victory. Victory is mine. That's how I know I'm some good, because I got the victory, for it's in the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus. I have the victory, for who can stand before me when I call on that great name, the name of Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. I got the victory, and in my victory, then I have a place of being good. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to ask you, what good are you? Are we walking around in deception? The definition of deception is the act of deceiving somebody, the thing that deceives. And sometimes it's not people that's deceiving us. It's us deceiving ourselves. My father would say of a thick pen, it's not the enemy of our soul. It's the enemy. The enemy that causes me to fail. But in this flesh dwell no good thing. So we allow our flesh to kill, to override us. Though the Bible says we should die daily. We should kill this flesh daily. We should submit ourselves. When the last time you fasted? I ain't talking about a 12 o'clock fast and you get up at 10 o'clock. When the last time you fasted to 4 o'clock? When the last time you fasted to 6 o'clock? When the last time you fasted for 24 hours? When have you to weigh your plate and had some time with Jesus Christ? When the last time that you had a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles? I'm telling you, he'll hear your famous cry and he'll answer by and by. Hear the prayer returning. Know that the fire is burning. You need to have a little talk with Jesus and he'll make it all right. We cannot walk around deceiving ourselves, lying to ourselves, accepting the lies that we tell ourselves. You don't believe me? How many people you see that got on outfits that they believe that fit them that don't really fit them? And you can't even say it's a woman thing no more. Some of these pants, these men pants look like leggings. They look like jeans. They look like leggings. They look like tights. They look like somebody painted them on, some of the men. So we lie to ourselves, deceiving ourselves, making ourselves believe something that we know for a fact is not true. I can't live in deception. I have to live in the truth. Because the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set free. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Hallelujah. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? I have to come out of the deception. I have to come out of Lo Debar. I'm going to read this last scripture, and it says we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Romans 10 and 16 and 17 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, Lord, who have delivered our report? So it didn't, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to learn how to hear God. That's my answer. One day, Pastor Wright, how do I know it's God talking? I say, he's not coming screaming at you like we do sometimes while we preach. He comes in a still, soft voice so that you can hear him. The problem is sometimes we're so distracted by everything around us, we don't have the capacity to hear him. Because your baby daddy, your baby mama, your kids, your son, your daughter, your job, this, you have reasons why you can't hear what God is saying to you. You need to hear him so that you can understand the instructions and live and abide the instructions so you can gain victory in that place. Matthew 11:15-16 says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. To what can I compare this generation? It's like children playing a game in a public square, and they complain to their friends. Ask God to open up your ear. I'm finished. I'm done. I got a little hot. I'm still preaching. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit tonight. Open up your ears so that you can be some good. Open up your heart so you can be some good. What kind of good are you? I'm good to the kingdom. I'm good to God. How? Because I connected myself to him. I've opened up my heart. I'm not going to act like Adam and Eve, and after he gave me instructions and I don't follow him, I blame somebody else. I'm not going to be like Cain and Abel. I'm going to be like Cain because I'm mad and I'm just because somebody else is obeying that I want to kill them with my mouth, with my tongue, with my action, with my eyes. I'm going to take the obedience, the instructions of God, and I'm going to be some good. Be some good to my Father as I represent him. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That means I have to be a living, walking example of what God is to me in my life. That's the only way I can be effective. That's the only way I can be some good. I should be a light that sit on a hill that should not be hid. But the light can only shine in my obedience. Do me a favor. After we get off of here, tag me on Facebook and says, I can only be effective in the light. I can only be effective in the light. I am the light of the world. Shine unto me. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Let us pray a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you for being the great God that you are. Father, I thank you for those that attended, that participated in the Facebook Live. Father, you asked us, what kind of good are us? Father, forgive us for not being obedient. Forgive us for not trusting you. Father, forgive us for allowing the spirit of fear to control us, to engulf us, so that we're afraid to move in a different place and time in our life. Father, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind, and with power to overcome, the power to endure hardness as a good soldier. The victory is mine when we learn to obey. We appreciate you and we thank you. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Father, I pray right now for those that need to be healed. They need to be healed physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we break every trap of Satan, every bonds of every assignment of Satan toward the life. We command you right now in the name of Jesus to loose and let them go by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for every man, for every woman, for every boy, and every girl. Father, we thank you that the best days of our life is yet ahead of us. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor to know that we can only be effective in the light. And you are the light of the world. We connect to the light. And we give you praise. And we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is so, and so it. God bless you. If you enjoy, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Give me some share. Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. Give me. I got you. I seen those that share. Come on, share this if you were blessed by this, if you enjoyed it. Come on, thank God. Do me a favor. Once I end this, go on Facebook, tag me. I can only be effective in the light. Hallelujah. I can only be effective in the light. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Somewhere the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. God bless you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray.
Amen, amen, amen for that word. That word was so good it had me choking up for saying, Lord, 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 what good am I? What good am I? Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, I take this word and apply it to myself. I hope I'm not that person that says, what good am I? Thank you, Pastor, for the word on tonight. Thank you for being excited, getting excited to bring forth the word to let us know that God is
get that refrigerator, bring that suggestion.
Telling us to get out of position that we're in and get in the position
what
you called us to be. Thank God for that. I'm going to let everyone know the lines are open. If you want to speak into the man of God's life on tonight, here's your chance. Go ahead. The lines are open.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful word. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his man servant that shared the word of God to us. And I thank him for reminding us that we are that light. We are that light. And even the word of God reminds us in Matthew 5:16, that your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And so it's not about our adornment. It's not about our hoop and our holler, but it's about how we're glorifying God and that we're imitators of Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God. Let our light shine before men to glorify God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you for your work. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word on tonight, man of God. Is there any other information you would like to give to us tonight on Blog Talk?
I had to do that. I'm sorry. No, I thank God for the opportunity. What a blessing. What a blessing it was. I want to be able to teach a little bit. I get a little excited. The word of God gets so good. It's like getting some of them biscuits back in the day. You get some of them biscuits with some grits and some eggs, and so you get a little excited because you know she don't cook them biscuits. That's how sometimes that word gets to you. You get so good, you get excited. You know what I'm saying? And you get happy about it. I don't know about none of y'all, but when I was going to Bell House and I knew them biscuits being cooked, I started doing a little dance at the doorway, all the way to the kitchen. That's how I get hallelujah. Thank you. That's how I get about God sometimes. It gets so good that I get excited because of the goodness of God. That's all right.
Well, again, I just want to thank you. And as Apostle-elect say, we are the light. Let his word be a light unto our feet. I thank God for just the word on tonight. The word is very exciting because I tell you, I got so excited with you. I just began to just cough. I couldn't stop coughing. And I said, God, I'm just excited about what's being said on tonight. I thank God for that. I thank God for this program. I thank God that the man of God was not only able, but he was willing and ready to bring forth the word on tonight. I would like for you all to tune in on Friday. This is the third Friday of the month, which will be the 16th of April. The speaker, it's my Friday, but I think I'm going to switch with Prophet Antoine because I did his Friday last Friday. I think Prophet Antoine will be the speaker this Friday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But please pay attention to our postings and share. This Sunday is the third Sunday of the month, which will be the 18th of April at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be bringing forth the word that God has for Sunday. And this Monday will be the third Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the 19th of April. Our speaker will be Minister Margot McCord. And we just know that she's going to bring forth the word that God has given her to bring forth to us. You all, please pay attention to our postings on our Facebook pages that will keep you posted with what ministries is up and what's coming up. And just know that this is a ministry that's been appointed and anointed by God. It's not just something that was thought to do. This ministry has been going on for many, many years. It's in double-digit years because God called it forth a long time ago, and it's still going strong because God has called this ministry to be. So if you all would just share it, participate in it, and continue to support it, you will continually hear the true word of God by the men and women of God that God has appointed to this ministry. We want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And don't forget, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just know, with the word that was brought forth tonight, all these things will be added unto you. And with that being said, I'm going to pass it back over to the pastor that he will have the final words and he can give us our prayer for tonight that we may rest in peace and joy in the loving arms of God. Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, you, and you. I want to, y'all, you guys continue to pray for Pastor Troy, that God is doing some things in our life, and I want to be able to be at peace and follow God's instruction and do what he has gifted us to do and commanded us to do. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we thank you, for it had not been for you, we would be lost like a ship without a sail. And, Father, we're grateful that you brought us to it, you brought us through it. And, Father, for those that are not out yet, but we know that you're going to bring us out. Father, you said the better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. And Father, we're grateful and we're honored for being who you are to us. And Father, we don't give up, we don't give in, but we're going to keep on moving, keep on marching, and keep on doing what you have given us to do. Father, bless those that you have put over this, Apostle Elect, Father, Minister Kaiser, the Kaiser family as a whole, the Seabury family, for those that's a part of it, that join in. Father, we thank you, we praise you, for you are a wonderful God, and we're so grateful for your love, your long-suffering, and your patience. And, Father, we thank you that you ain't left us, and you're not going to leave us. And we yield ourselves to you, and we give you a praise. Father, we thank you that you will give us peace and rest as we need it on tonight. And, Father, that we'll rise in the morning, we can take care of our daily duties with joy, with strength, and power. In your mighty name, we give you glory and praise. Thank God, and amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.